Seven projects in Cochrane are getting a $6.3 million boost from the province. The funding through the Northern Ontario Heritage Fund Corporation, NOHFC, was announced March 24 for the economic development projects. Cochrane is an important economic hub, said Greg Rickford, Minister of Northern Development, Mines, Natural Resources and Forestry, in a news release. By investing in projects from varied sectors, our government is promoting a more diverse economy and supporting job creation in the community. Rockshield Engineered Wood Products is receiving the biggest cut. It's getting $3.58 million to buy and install lathe equipment for its $8.29 million project. The project is necessary for the company's long-term viability, said Tom Scott, president and CEO, in a news release. Rebuilding a business is never easy, and doing this in Northern Ontario the past few years has been very difficult, Scott said. The other projects are $42,500 for the Polar Bear Habitat Research and Education Facility to do a feasibility study to develop a polar bear research isolation facility. The total project is $125,000, $1 million for the town of Cochrane's Intermodal Terminal Agricultural Grain Facility that's creating one full-time job and one part-time job. The total project is $1.8 million. $45,000 for the town of Cochrane's Parks, Recreation and Culture Master Plan that's creating one full-time job. The total project is worth $60,000. $1 million for the town of Cochrane's Highway 11 South Infrastructure Development. It's to install water and wastewater infrastructure along a section of the highway to attract commercial development opportunities. The total project's worth $2 million. $38,889 for Dunright Outfitters to relocate and transition its operations to a newly purchased property on Dunn Lake. The total project's worth $206,203 and is creating one full-time job. $576,770 for Dunlogan Northland to build a new storage facility for grain and other cash crops and buy farming equipment and tools. The total project's worth $2 million and creating one full-time and one part-time job. Timmins Today.